Okay, so today is November 9th, 2004, and we are going to do ATM lesson number 4, which is titled Sitting Indian Fashion. I love your moans and groans when we start. Still okay? Okay. So, go ahead, Kathy, take off your shoes too, and you guys find a spot on the floor, and you just go ahead and lie on your back. You're supposed to say, yippee, I'm so glad we're doing that one, Susie. Okay, so since we have a few new people joining us today, I'll go through reminding you of a couple things to keep in mind throughout the lesson. First of all, and most importantly, is to go slow and to pace yourself. So one of the most important things that you learn in this work is what is enough for you and going at your own pace, because it's about learning. It's about sensing and feeling what's appropriate for you, not trying to keep up with anybody else in the class or whether you're, quote, doing it right. Each person in the class will be doing it differently. They will do it in the way that their nervous system at this time understands how to organize themselves. And it's really important to understand that for yourself and not try to, like, imitate and stuff. And there's times where I'll point out learning how to do it a little differently once you've discovered how you've done it your way first, okay? So, and I will give you breaks and pauses and so forth. So we begin lying on our back and checking in with the contact that we're making on the floor. We call this a body scan. So it's observing how you're making contact. What parts of you make contact? And then the other question you can ask is, what parts are not making contact? And I suppose the more global idea to ask yourself is, you know, what's the meaning for that? So it's like, okay, well, the right shoulder blade is touching, but the left isn't. So what does that mean? Maybe that means you're slightly tilted or angled. It means that perhaps one side of you has muscles contracting more than others on the other side. So through your awareness and your observation, you start to learn about how you're organizing yourself, and then we go into learning how we can bring in different kinds of organization to move differently and change those ways of being. So how is the lower back and how is the pelvis? How do your legs lie along the floor? Okay, and we're going to begin by you're going to bend your right knee, but how you bend your right knee is out to the side along the floor so that your right sole of your foot can come up and touch the inside of your left knee. And then you straighten it back down. So look for a way that you start the movement with your right foot and that the sole of your right foot starts to slide inside your legs up towards the left side of the inside of your knee. So it means your right knee bends out to the side. And pay attention to when does your right knee lift away from the floor. At what moment does your right knee start to come away from the floor? What does that tell you about your right hip joint? If feel what your pelvis does. Does it roll slightly to the right? Good. Now just pause for a moment so that you can change over to doing this exact same type of movement now with your left leg. So again, the idea is the left sole of the foot is going to bend towards the inside of your right knee. So it means the left knee comes to the outside. And as you become familiar with the movement, you start to then observe, when does that left knee come away from the floor? Another way of saying it is that it is possible to keep the knee on the floor the whole time. So the reason that the knee comes away from the floor has to do with the hip joint, your sacrum, and your pelvis and lower back. So at this point, it's not important to keep it on the floor, but it's more important to notice the moment that the knee starts to lift. And what does that tell you about the area in your hip joint, your pelvis, and your lower back? And you can also observe the straightening phase. So when you start to straighten the leg, what changes in the back? Good. And just pause for a moment now, lying on your back. Now, this next movement, we're going to go back to the right leg. So you're going to bend the right knee to the outside, so the sole of the right foot comes up to the inside of the knee, but then you lift the right foot ankle and place it on, or above, I should say, the left knee. So you go ahead and place it there. That's it. And once you've got that, you reach down with your left hand to get a hold of the right foot. So find a way that you can reach down to get a hold of the foot. That's it. But you keep the left leg long. So your left leg's long. And now start to roll your body a little bit to the right so that your right knee can come down to the floor. That's it. So first just rock yourself, what needs to happen again in your pelvis. Feel how the left leg just rolls comfortably to the right. So you go whatever it takes to bring that right knee to the floor and then you come back. Excellent. Very nice. Notice your breath and your breathing. Good. Come back onto your back, lengthen your legs, and just rest again for a moment. And now we'll do the same idea with the left leg. So it means you start by bending the left knee out to the side. The sole of the left foot comes up towards the right knee, and then you lift up the ankle and place it above the knee. And then you would reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the left foot. And then you start to tilt the left knee down towards the floor. And you let whatever needs to happen in your pelvis and your lower back. And notice for yourself, is there a really big difference between the two sides? So often there is. Often we're much more organized in one hip joint, which affects one side of the back. So does one knee just fall out to the side much easier so that there's not as big of movements that need to occur through the rest of you? So a few of you are finding that you really need to roll the whole self to get that knee down. And again, it's not that that's wrong, but find it interesting. Develop a sense of curiosity about yourself. Isn't that interesting that the other side you don't do that and this side you do? And then it's like, well, why? What's different for you? Good. Back onto your back. Please lengthen your legs and your arms. And just take a moment now to check in and notice the contact that you're making with the floor. Now please roll to your side, either side, and bring yourself up to sitting. And you're going to sit with your legs long to start with and spread apart. And you can lean on both of your hands behind you to start with. So your legs are long, that's it. And you're going to begin, so again, your feet should be spread a little wider than normal. There you go. So begin with this right leg again, bending the right knee out to the side, bringing the sole of the right foot up to the left knee, and then you lift it up and place it above the left knee. So if you need to use your hand, whatever it takes to get that right ankle above your left knee, and then continue to lean just on your left hand. And place your right hand on your right thigh. And start to press the right thigh and the right knee down again towards the floor. So it's this idea of taking the knee down to the floor and feel what you need to do in your pelvis. So you can get off the left side of the pelvis. You can use your hand, right, to roll. That's it. That's it, Kathy. So you use the left hand to kind of push your body, and you can rock back and forth. That's it. That's it, Kristen. Good. And for some of you, that's a brilliant alternative. So if it's extremely difficult, it's J. I knew it was three letters. I was going to say Joe, so J. So J, try placing your right ankle underneath the left knee. Just let it be on the floor. There. And see if that's any easier. Yeah. So start there. Okay? Good. So you just rock back and forth. And now can you actually make a circle? Can you think of making a circle with your pelvis? As you're bringing that knee down to the floor, can you round your back backwards a little bit as you approach bringing the left hip back down? I think it's probably more like an egg shape, which is fine. Good. Is there any way to keep the right knee completely down? So I don't care how much you lift up the left side of your pelvis. So keep it down. And then is there a way that you can start to lower the pelvis a little bit on the left side? But the constraint, we call it constraint. So sometimes you put a constraint on a part of your body to create learning. So what has to happen with the rest of you if the constraint is the right knee stays down? That's it, Kathy. So figure out what needs to happen with the pelvis and the lower back. There's a lateral movement that needs to take place with the pelvis and lengthening with the spine on one side. That's it. And all the issues in the groin. Very, very nice. Good. Okay, and slowly then slide the leg off the right ankle, straighten it out, and lie on your backs to rest. You getting warm now, Susie? You doing better, Kristen? So, Kristen, you know when you're really understanding this work, when you can create and find your own option. That's the best place to be in life. Okay? So that was awesome. You're in tune with yourself enough to find a better way for yourself and yet staying within the situation. Okay, so roll to your side, come up to sitting again, legs long. And this time you're going to start with your left knee. You're going to bend the left knee out to the side so you slide the foot up. But again, start in the sitting position, legs long, leaning on your hands. It's real important not to take any shortcuts, you know, not to just jump to the ankle being on the knee because you miss the learning. So what's involved with bending the knee to the outside and sliding that left foot up? And then you lift it up to place it on the right knee. You can use your hand if you need to. Then you continue to lean on the right hand behind you. You use your left hand to press the knee down. And again, if it's too much to have the left ankle on top of the knee, you can use the option of placing it underneath the knee like Kristen did. So you use your right hand to help lift the right side of the pelvis. So you rock all the way over to the left side so that left knee comes in contact with the floor. That's it. You just kind of rock back and forth and check in and make sure that you're breathing. Can you make a circle now, or an oval, we'll say? There's a moment of like leaning back, rounding with the lower back. Excellent. Very nice. And go ahead and let that go and rest on your back. Roll to either side and bring yourself once again up to sitting, legs long and spread apart, leaning on both of your hands behind you. So again, legs apart, a little bit more. There you go, Susie. And now begin with the right knee once again to bend the right knee to the outside and allow the sole of the foot to come to the inside. That's it. And then straighten it. Just do that movement a couple times. Straighten the right leg. And then bend it. Good. Good. Then the next time that you bring the left leg up like that, keep it there. Bring it a little bit higher up towards the thigh now. And then you're going to bend your left knee out to the side and bring the left sole of the foot to rest under the right knee. That's it. And straighten that leg again. Just get familiar with that, what it requires. So you bend, and yeah, but not like that. Go back. Come under the knee this way. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Okay. So once you've got the left ankle should rest under the right calf knee area. Good. Leaning on both hands now behind you. Begin to, and turn your hands so that your fingers are pointing forward. There you go. So that gives you an opportunity to bend your elbows and round yourself backwards. So you fold the chest. You lower your head so that your chin can sink into your chest. And then you push yourself up to kind of sit tall, arching your back, and then you round again. Good. Now really, really round. Think of like really tucking the pelvis and rolling along that sacrum and tailbone. This is a safe position where your entire spine is moving in the same direction. So it's very safe to sit on the tailbone like this, to curl it under. Good. Keep on going. And become aware of what your knees are doing now. So when you round and take the tail under, your knees actually pull up. You feel that in the hip joints because they're connected to the abdominal. And then when you push and your abdominal belly comes forward, the knees open. It lets the hip flexors relax. It's an idea. That's it, Kathy. Good. Very nice. Good. And then to let that go, straighten first the left leg, then you straighten the right, roll onto your back and rest. The way that you did your legs, Falk, made me think of, I don't think there's a lesson exploring how many different ways to cross the legs. So, that will have to be generated now. It's interesting to think about. There's a ton of different options to come up with and ways. Good. Okay, so let's roll to your side. Please come up to sitting. Once again, legs are long, spread apart, and you're leaning on your arms behind you, fingers forward. And you'll begin this time by bending the left knee first. So you bend the left knee out to the side and slide that sole up comfortably. And just do that again a couple times, looking for the elegance in the movement. You're finding that the movement can actually be elegant. There's a timing where the knee bends, the heel turns, the sole of the foot comes up, as if you were like a dancer. That's it. And then this next time, keep that left foot up, and then you bend the right knee out to the side and slide the right foot under the left knee or the left calf, somewhere under there. Everybody's crossing will be a little different. And again, then you're leaning on the hands behind you. Fingers are directed forward. And you start to round your spine, rounding your sacrum, your tailbone, your pelvis. And at the same time, you soften in your chest. It means the ribs need to soften and fold. Your head hangs. You get really round in the back. The back side of you rounds. Another way that I like to think of it is if I was a dog and I had a tail, that my tail would be resting in between my legs and it would be like my tail would be lengthening out in front of me because I'm curling that pelvis underneath me enough. That's it. And then you get tall and your spine erects, it arches. And again, notice the relationship to the knees, how when you round, the knees lift up and pull. They're connected to the abdominal muscles, the hip flexors. And when you arch, the knees start to widen. So what does that mean? What is the connection now with the back and the knees? So for the knees to sit really open, it has to do with your ability to extend in the lower back. Just an idea, right? Very, very nice. Good. Okay, and let that go. Slide your legs out. I think it would be the right first and then the left, and roll onto your back and rest. And as you're resting, again, just check in. Notice how you're resting on the floor now and what's feeling different, in particular in your hip joints, in your back, in your pelvis. Sometimes these movements can feel like you're really stretching things, even though we're not, as you notice, we're not really doing stretches. We're doing movements. But it can give you the sensation as if things are lengthening and opening up, where things have been very tight and contracted. Okay, please roll to your side once again and come up to sitting. Legs long, hands behind you with the fingers forward. We're going to start with the left leg, so you're going to bend the left knee out to the side, bringing the sole of the left foot in towards the right. That's it. And then you're going to bend, and again, have it higher, Susie, than the knee. Now, there you go. And now bend your right knee out to the side. Bring the right foot and lift it up now to come resting on top of your left ankle. That's it. So you'll see that the pinky toe of your right toe will rest onto your left calf kind of area, somewhere in there. That's it. And now take it off again and straighten it, just the right leg. So go through that motion a few times. If you need to, lean all your weight onto your left hand to lift up that right, bless you, to lift up the right foot, bless you, so that that right pinky toe rests comfortably, that's it, up on the left calf place. Excellent. Good. And once you're there, go ahead and stay there this time. Your knees can be as high, you know, as they need to be. It's okay. And now begin to walk your hands up alongside you as if you're going to walk them all the way to be out in front of you. Okay? So it means that you start to take your body forward in front of you. That's it. And then you can walk them back. That's it, Kathy. And as you walk them forward, your head drops. So you start to take your whole trunk in front of you. And feel how this starts to press the knees down and widen. And walk back. Walk your hands forward. And can you walk so far forward, your arms are stretched out nicely, Kathy, in front of you, that you could actually feel your buttocks, your pelvis lifts away from the floor. That's it, Augusta. So to lift the pelvis, what do? You rock and you roll onto your knees. And you can put your head down, too. So you can place your head on the floor. That's fine, Kristen. Do whatever the crossing is. And now walk the hands forward. There you go. Excellent. Good. And as some of you are doing, which is another option, if it feels absolutely impossible at this point to get your head down and your butt in the air, is you can walk your hands to each side. So once they're in front of you, walk them over to the right knee and the left knee, which requires you to at least shift your pelvis left and right so that one hip joint lifts and then the other. But you always keep your hands together. So, Susie, get both hands out in front of you together. But that's okay what you were doing, too, to lift up your pelvis. But then, that's it. Very, very good. Okay, so pause for a moment in sitting. Straighten your legs. We'll just show you a little trick. There you go. Okay, now, can you just come up onto your hands and knees? So everybody come up onto your hands and knees. Let your head hang. Spread your knees fairly wide, a little wider than normal apart. That's it. That's it. Okay? And start to take your pelvis back to sit on your heels. So you go back to sitting, and then you come back up to the starting position. That's it. Feel what happens in the lower back, your spine, your shoulder blades. Excellent. Okay, so everybody can do this. Spread the knees wider, so have them pretty wide. And now slide your left foot in first and then the right. So you cross the legs, the ankles. And then go back to sitting. That's it, Jay. That's it, and back forward again. Now try to keep your arms out in front of you when you sit. See if you can try that. There you go, let your head hang. That's it, let your spine do the lengthening. Excellent. How's that, Kristen? Good, get that head down. Good. That way, and then you can use your fingers like spiders. You crawl your hands out. That's it, Kathy. That's it. Okay, now go all the way back to sitting and place the hands behind you. And once the hands are behind you, go ahead and straighten out the legs so that they're long in front of you. And let's start from this place. So bend and fold the left leg in first. Then you bend the right leg and place that right pinky toe up onto the left. That's it. Walk your hands forward. That's it. Let the pelvis lift and just come up onto your knees. Should be a lot. Is it a lot easier? Yeah. That's it, Susie. And then walk them back. Now, can you keep your hands in front, Susie? Instead of going to the side, but they're not really further in front. There, and together. Now, keep them like that. And what do you need to do in your back? This is very good for you, to sit your pelvis down. That's it. There you go. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, let's let it go and rest onto your back. So what also was so, I think, so brilliant and extraordinary about Moshe is that he realized if you just place the body in a different relationship with the environment and asked it to do the exact same things, it to the nervous system, it's different, so it can do it. You know, so he looked at how we behave, use our body in the environment, what the relationship was to gravity and just really was extraordinary at his time. Okay, roll to your side, come up to sitting, legs long, hands behind you, and you'll start with the right leg bending in first. So the right sole of the foot comes up towards the left knee, and then once you bend the left leg, you place that pinky toe of the left foot onto the right calf, right? So you lift. So this time, Susie, instead of underneath, that's it. You lift the foot. And yeah. So okay, so you can do the other alternative to begin with. Okay. So walk your hands forward. And and you reach in front of yourself, and eventually can those knees widen and flatten so that your pelvis can lift up. So much of this lesson is all about the hip flexors, the piriformis, the buttocks, the glutes, and the relationship into the back. So, Kristen, just go back up onto your hands and knees. Start from there, because that's easier for you. And the reason it's easier for you is because you're learning how to work with your... It's easier for you in that position to lengthen your back. It's harder in the sitting position for you to start with your hips. That's it. So you just cross the legs and sit. Beautiful. Lower your head down. And see if you can bring, Augusta, bring your head down all the way. Lift your pelvis up high in there. High. All the way up. There. So your head's down. Your knees is down. That's it. And now can you lift up one knee at a time and like a crab, walk your legs backwards? There you go. Isn't it like a crab? That's my hallucination. That's it. And then go back to sitting and see if that feels a little different in your sitting. So, Susie, you can do that too. So come up all the way. There you go. Can you drop your head down now? There. Now walk your knees backwards. Oh. So you lift one knee at a time. It's like a crab. Completely different. I know. It's so fun. It's the puzzles of life. That's a new one, Falk. It's not in any lessons. I just came up with that idea. What does it mean to move the legs backwards? That's it. Ah, look at how good you're doing, Jay. Wonderful. Okay. Excellent. And you could also walk the legs forward, too. So you take the head down, the hands, and you require something in the back, right, to shift the legs like that and keep them crossed. That's it. Creates a huge amount of movement in the back and the spine and the pelvis. And then you go back to sitting. And just see now if you can lower yourself back into sitting. Feel how tall you sit now and how the knees just open pretty effortlessly, just like when we were kids. Okay, everybody give it a rest onto your back. Then what a lot of kids do, we won't do in here, I don't think. Well, maybe we will. As they can swing their, they'll cross their legs. Have you ever seen that? And they put their hands to the side, and then they swing their whole body like a swing. So they come up to sitting with their legs crossed, and you put your hands to the side, and then when you get strong enough and organized enough, you lift your whole body up now, and you swing like a swing. And then when you get really good, you're able to pull the pelvis all the way back and go up onto your hands. Fancy, fancy. That's when we start signing up for the circus. I know, Kristen, that's been your hidden agenda your whole life, is to be part of the circus.
No, she had lessons, you know, that lead to that?
No. No, but I think I need to create some of these because I see them at gymnastics. This is the stuff that Mia's doing. It's really kind of neat. So just take a rest. Okay, once again, please roll to your side. Come up to sitting with your legs long. We'll bend your right knee in first, your right sole of your foot in first, and then the left, lifting the left up so the pinky toe rests in the crook. That's it. Place your hands more to the side and behind you, fingers forward. And can you now start to make a circle with your pelvis? Or again, it might be more of like an oval, so that you shift onto one side of your pelvis, which, very good, Jay, means if you bring your weight onto the right side, your left knee is going to lift up. And when you bring the weight over to the left side of the pelvis, the right knee comes up. And when you round back, as we did before, both knees come up. And then when you push your belly forward and come to the center in front, the knees widen. So you start to go through, that's it, the circle, and feel what's happening in between your shoulder blades. And then can you change the circle? Go the opposite. If you went clockwise, go counterclockwise. Great. Now, would it be possible, as you're leaning on the hands, can you lean back enough that you can change over the feet without using your hands? So it means you lift up the legs and you just change them. So, Jay, that means the right comes on top of the left. And so what do you need to do when you take yourself backwards to make the feet light? That's it. Excellent. So you lift them up and change the crossing. And once the crossing is changed, go back to exploring the idea of the circle, shifting the weight of your pelvis from side to side, forward and back. Very, very nice. Again, lean back and find a moment where you can change the crossing of the legs, so that the legs get light. That's it. Try to lift them up into the air. So, Augusta, that's it. So, which requires more abdominal relationship with the hip flexors, so that the knees have to lift up. Remember, when you lean back, the knees lift up because of the abdominal hip flexors working with the lower back and rounding, and the feet get light. Very nice, Kathy. Now just try to do it without holding your breath. That's the next level. We'll say that's probably one of the highest levels of organization, as we can do these things without interrupting our breath and our breathing. Good. And now place your hands in front of yourself. Walk your hands forward. Take your head down, lift your pelvis up into the air, come onto your knees, so you're all the way on your knees, that's it. There you go. And then go back down again. That's it. And do that again one more time. Very nice, Jay. That's it. That's it, Kristen. Start from there. Lower your head. Excellent. Good. Now come back and place the hands to the sides of you. And you can have your legs cross whichever way is, we'll say, your preference. And hopefully at this point, there is no preference. Now can you rock side to side in the pelvis? That's it. Lift up one side. Lift up the other side. So go side to side. That's it, Kathy. Good. Really weight bear on your hands. And now could you lift up your whole pelvis? What would it require to lift it up? There. That's it, Jay. Lift it up and lower it. Well, you can lift it up first with the feet on the ground. That's okay. And then you can try with... It's always good to leave you with something to, like, play with, right? Excellent. That's it. Ha! It's a lot of work. Good. That's excellent. Just lifting up the pelvis is good enough. Okay. Good. Now, can you place your hands on your thighs and begin to make a circle with your pelvis? So now you don't even need to place your hands on the floor. Make your circle. Go clockwise, counterclockwise. Excellent. Now, can you keep your hands on your thighs and you can straighten your legs out in front of you and change the crossing, fold them back in? Very good. Very good. So your back has learned something. And go ahead and make your circles without leaning on your hands. Your hands are on your thighs. Great. Good. Okay. And let it go and let's take a rest on your back. And then as you continue to lie on your back, let's go back to the very first movement, which was to just bend your right knee out to the side and slide the sole of the right foot up towards your left knee. And just notice, is it a lot easier? It's become familiar. Again, take note of when does that knee lift, or does it even need to lift? If something changed so much in your back and the hip joint, the hip flexors, that really you don't, the knee hardly lifts now at all. This is when the method is really extraordinary. You go back and you try something that felt so impossible and now is quite easy. And then that makes learning and life fun. Great. Now let's go to the left leg, bending the left knee out to the side, sliding the left foot up. And again, notice the improvement, the change. Sometimes we'll notice that one side isn't quite as free or available as the other side. But instead of thinking of it that way, notice what improvements did take place, what change did occur. Good. Now, one last thing. Can you bring both soles of your feet up together at the same time? And the knees bend out. Good. And then you straighten them again. Just feel what that's like. And again, notice the quality of the movement at this point. The decrease in effort. Great. And let it go, and now just rest on your back. And take a few moments to really observe and notice yourself now. See if you can remember back to the beginning before we started when you took your body scan and noticed yourself. What's different now? What's changed? And it's also intriguing to notice what hasn't changed. It's an interesting process to think about. So it could be that that area is the area for you that is highly functional and really didn't need a lot of change. Or it could also be an area that is needing a lot of change, but it's the place that you do the most holding. So there's a certain level of resistance to change. And only you will know that answer as you get to know yourself and talk and dialogue internally more with yourself. And both are important to understand. So it's just as important to know where are the places that were highly organized as a resource, as well as the areas where we're highly stuck. Because we use the resource areas to teach the other areas. How do the hips feel? How do the legs lie on the floor? How's your breathing? the sense of volume and expansion in the lungs and the rib cage. Okay, you guys did excellent today. So please roll to your side, come up to sitting and then standing. And as we always do, bring yourself to standing onto the firm surface away from your towels and mats so you can really get a clear sense of how you're standing now, how you sense and perceive your feet, your hip joints, your spine, your posture. And then go ahead and start to walk around and notice what's different in walking. Feel the lightness in your hip joints. Great. Okay, so everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week.